Page 116. Reading. Exercise B. Read the article. How would you summarize the author's main points about technology today?
Always connected? The consequences of never switching off. Allison Murphy. Advances in technology come with the promise of increased efficiency, making us more productive and providing more time to relax and enjoy our leisure time. However, some experts claim that the opposite is true, that we're actually working more and have less time to relax, and as a result, we're becoming more stressed out. Next time you're in a public place, look around. Odds are you'll see a large percentage of people on their phones or tablets, texting, chatting, checking messages, or surfing the net. We're more connected to our mobile devices than ever before, which provides us 24/7 contact with our work, social media, and the internet. The devices even follow us into our bedrooms, where we use technology as a means to unwind at the end of a long day. According to a recent poll, a majority of respondents said they use their devices right before going to bed. Most also reported that using their devices keeps them up at night and that they don't get enough sleep. Zach Panatera, a student at Stanford University, complained, "I'll take a quick look at something interesting, and the next thing I know, I've spent a few hours online." According to psychiatrist Kyla Greenham, the light from our devices throws off our normal sleep cycle and actually reduces production of the sleep hormone melatonin. She advises, "Switch off any kind of technology at least an hour before going to bed." Lack of sleep may not seem so important, but it can have a huge effect on one's performance the next day, making it harder to pay attention or remember things. At work, technology is in fact a contributing factor in a growing trend toward longer hours and less time off. When we leave the office, we continue to stay connected. We are inviting our work world into our private lives in ways that never would have been imaginable in the past. We are constantly on call, and our time is never entirely our own. We just don't know how to switch off our work when we get home. In our leisure time, technology appears to be reducing the face-to-face human interaction that we've traditionally enjoyed. For example, the trend has been away from the shared experiences of going out to the movies or shopping at the mall, toward the more private acts of watching movies at home or shopping online. Common leisure activities of the past, such as participating in clubs, took place in the community and provided extended time to communicate with others and develop relationships. In contrast, today's online posts and tweets with family, friends, and colleagues are shorter, more superficial, and less satisfying. Recent research has in fact suggested that face-to-face family time is decreasing in homes with internet connections. No one wishes to turn back the clock on what technology can do. However, switching off our devices from time to time may be one of the most important decisions we can make to ensure that we are living full, satisfying lives.